All right, everyone, gather round. Welcome back to Daily Detachment. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and today we're diving headfirst into a philosophy that's been around for centuries but feels more relevant than ever in our crazy-paced world. Stoicism. Now, before you picture some dusty old books and robes, let me tell you, Stoicism is anything but boring. It's a practical toolkit for navigating life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Think of it like this. Imagine having a superpower that lets you stay chill even when your commute turns into a parking lot nightmare or your boss dumps a last-minute project on your plate. That, my friends, is the power of Stoicism. So, what's the deal with this ancient wisdom? Well, here are five key takeaways that can totally transform your outlook. First up, focus on what you can control. We live in a world where everything feels constantly out of our hands. The news, the economy, even the weather. But Stoicism reminds us to zoom in and focus on the things we actually have power over. Your thoughts, your actions, your reactions, those are your domains. Ever felt overwhelmed by a situation you couldn't change? You know that feeling when you're stuck in traffic and your mind starts racing with worries about being late? Stoicism says, hey, focus on what you can control. Take deep breaths, listen to your favorite podcast, or use the time for some mindful reflection. Second, embrace discomfort. Life isn't all sunshine and rainbows, right? There will be challenges, setbacks, and moments that make you want to pull the covers over your head. But Stoicism teaches us to see these experiences as opportunities for growth. Think about it. Stepping outside of your comfort zone is how you learn, evolve, and become more resilient. You know, remember that time you had to give a presentation in front of a huge crowd? That initial fear might have been intense, but you nailed it. And guess what? You came out stronger on the other side. Third, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in wanting more, the next promotion, the bigger house, the fancier car. But Stoicism encourages us to appreciate what we already have. Take a moment each day to acknowledge the good things in your life. Your health, your loved ones, even that perfectly brewed cup of coffee you're enjoying right now. You'll be amazed how much it shifts your perspective. Next up, seek wisdom. Stoicism is all about learning from the past, understanding the present, and making choices that lead to a fulfilling future. Read books, listen to podcasts, engage in meaningful conversations, constantly seek out knowledge and insights that can help you grow. You know, it's like upgrading your software. The more you learn, the more equipped you are to handle life's challenges. And finally, be kind to yourself. Stoicism isn't about being perfect or pretending you never feel emotions. It's about accepting your humanness, learning from your mistakes, and treating yourself with compassion. Remember, you're doing the best you can with the tools you have right now. And that's more than enough. Now, let me share a real-world example to illustrate these principles. Imagine this. You're at work, and your boss suddenly dumps a massive project on you with an unrealistic deadline. Your mind starts racing, stress kicks in, you might even feel a little resentment. But if you apply Stoic principles, here's how you can handle it. First, remember that you can control your reaction. You can choose to panic and spiral out of control, or you can take a deep breath and focus on what's within your power. Breaking down the project into manageable tasks, prioritizing effectively, and communicating with your boss about any potential challenges. Second, see this as an opportunity to learn and grow. Maybe you discover hidden talents or develop new skills that make you even more valuable. And third, remember to be kind to yourself. You're human. It's okay to feel overwhelmed at times. Acknowledge those feelings, but don't let them define you. So, what are the biggest takeaways? Focus on what you can control. Embrace discomfort as a growth opportunity. Cultivate gratitude for the good things in your life. Seek wisdom and knowledge. And most importantly, be kind to yourself. Ready to put these Stoic principles into action? Start by identifying one area where you feel stressed or overwhelmed. Now, ask yourself, what's within my control? How can I approach this situation with a calm and focused mind? Remember, even small changes can make a big difference. And don't forget to share your experiences. Join the conversation on social media using hashtag Daily Detachment. Until next time, keep detaching and thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.